booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the start of a brand new week. Hopefully you haven't overdone it on the ham or the matzah or the peeps or the chocolate bunnies. But even if you have, we will still make sure you're very well informed. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Is that what you have for Easter?
Well, it's what people have. I mean, they have ham or lamb.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Thank you for informing me of that. We actually had beef stew.
Oh. Okay.
It was a little zag in the zigging of Easter meals. It was fantastic, though.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah, it was. I'm Juliet Huddy. Deb is following breaking news, as you heard, at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls, and Christian will be up with sports at 5:15. Here is what we're probably going to be talking about today around the water cooler. Dr. Fauci on the weekend shows with a hopeful message, which I'm happy to hear for Americans on this Easter Sunday. A U.S. airline, this is so great, seals a deal that could get Americans vacationing in Italy sooner than we'd thought. And speaking of travel, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, if you're looking for a stylish weekend getaway, I have four sexy hotels upstate. You're definitely going to want to check them out coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40.
And we'll tell you about Albany nearing a deal to soak the rich. So if you are wealthy, you better be prepared to either move or pay a little bit more. We'll tell you about that. But at 5:07, we are very pleased to welcome back our friend, veteran traffic correspondent, Joe Nolan. Hello, Joe.
Well, good morning. It's great to be back. And on the Cross Bronx on the westbound side, right at the Bronx River Parkway, an accident right in center lanes are going to be out. If you're on the Hutch southbound at Westchester Avenue, a truck came along. Of course, doesn't belong on the Hutch, slammed into the overpass. And as a result of that, you've got debris all over the place. And it's probably going to be a little while longer before they get that out of the way. And then in Linden, New Jersey, St. George's Avenue, right by the Elizabeth Line, by Elmore Avenue, all lanes are closed in both directions. Out with an accident investigation, and alternate side is in effect. This report is a service of America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal, it's America's Best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Oh, it's so good to have Joe back.
Absolutely.
We love Lou Adams, too. We love all of our the substitutes, but Joe's, I mean, you know, he's the guy. It is going to be a very nice day today. We had a great day yesterday. Turned out absolutely beautiful. We were hanging out in the backyard. Today, it's going to be very similar, although actually a bit warmer. 67 degrees with lots of sun, light winds, which will make it kind of nice. Tomorrow, we'll have pretty much the exact same thing. 67 degrees, lots of sun, mild winds. Wednesday, we get up to 69 degrees. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and pretty much the same thing for Thursday. It's just going to be a nice week. So far, I don't see any rain until potentially Saturday. So let's just cross our fingers that it stays that way.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I had my first cigar of the season yesterday because Lent being over. And we're watching some other things that are taking place post-Easter. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. This is the 77 WABC Early News.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
10 minutes after 5 o'clock, this at 50 degrees, this is the WABC Early News. New York City officials are awaiting coronavirus indicators following the holiday weekend, which could take up to 2 weeks. Mayor Bill de Blasio took to Twitter yesterday asking New Yorkers to take their celebrations outside and wear a mask if possible. It comes as the city reported nearly 2,200 new infections yesterday. The city's current 7-day positivity rate is 6.26%.
The Trumps spent the holiday weekend down in Palm Beach at their, at their abode there, their gigantic abode, Mar-a-Lago. And much to the delight of congregants, the first couple attended a church service nearby where they were introduced and got a rousing round of applause. The senior pastor, apparently, of this church is an ally of the former president, or I think his dad actually is. And afterwards, they headed home to host an Easter egg hunt. Later, the president, former president, delivered an Easter message via a released statement. statement saying, "Happy Easter to all, including the radical left crazies who rigged our presidential election and want to destroy our country."
Well, it's nice that he wished them a happy Easter
yeah,
as
I mean,
well.
How sweet.
It's nice. All right. Well, New York City's small business owners are slamming Governor Andrew Cuomo for failing to tax the rich. Several owners gathered outside Penn Station on Saturday afternoon, claiming the governor is delaying the budget in order to fund real estate developments in Midtown rather than taxing the wealthy in order to help working people and small businesses. They say Cuomo is refusing to pass the budget unless money is included for his real estate donors. Reports indicate the governor has received more than $500,000 from real estate moguls who would benefit from new developments.
Well, speaking of the governor, there's a new report out. Apparently, he's allegedly a liar, a guy who engaged in a cover-up, a possible sexual harasser, and now he is an infidel, potentially. A new report says he was cheating on his long-term girlfriend, Sandra Lee, the entire time. Sources telling the New York Post that they suspect that Cuomo was maybe dallying with colleagues while she was completely clueless. Apparently, his team kept her out of the loop when it came to his schedule. He'd often spend long nights at his office in the city, surrounded by, quote, young staffers, and then he'd go out to drinks at the bar that's, I guess, hooked up to the building or attached to the building of his New York office, while she thought he was working late.
Well,
can always rely on the New York Post to get this kind
absolutely.
Of dirt.
Absolutely. Rapper DMX is on life support at White Plains Hospital following a heart attack he suffered from on Friday. The family of Earl Simmons is planning to host a prayer vigil outside the hospital this evening at 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, a trail of motorcyclists and fans lined the streets in front of the hospital last night to rally behind the 50-year-old rapper. The rapper's lawyer, Murray Richmond, could not confirm if his heart attack was related to a drug overdose, but says he's currently in grave condition.
I have to tell you, I met him a long time ago, probably 25 years at this point. He was in a group of people that knew somebody that I was with down in Miami in one of the clubs down there. And, yeah, he was a hard partier, definitely. So I hope he's okay.
So I can imagine. You don't get 15 children not doing your fair share of partying.
Yeah. Very true.
All right. Well, the NYPD is investigating another hate crime after an Asian American store clerk was punched in the face on early Saturday morning. Cops say it happened at the 7-Eleven store on the corner of 8th Avenue and West 39th Street. The clerk tried to confront the man who was allegedly attempting to steal from the store before the suspect punched him in the face and yelled a racial slur. That's when the man fled and the worker suffered bruising and a small cut to his eye.
All right, we've got traffic coming up and weather and all those great things right after the break.
This is the WABC Early News.
How Sid is enjoying his taste of Hollywood down there in Florida.
He's going to be unbearable.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. I mean, it is going to be a nightmare. We're going to have to create another room for him or something.
Oh.
But anyway, in Sid's place is the a fantastic host himself, our Christian Arnold.
Oh, thank you, Julia. That
You're
was
welcome.
A very nice toss. So much more supportive than Frank.
I mean, It's true.
I listened to him filling in for Sid yesterday. Did you listen, Juliet?
No, because I was dealing with Easter.
Yeah, well,
God's Day.
So was I, and I still made a point to listen. So let's not start making
were
a
you,
list of who's
Were you
supportive.
Listening? Where were you listening? Were you in a car? Were you...
Both. I was home, and then I was in a car.
Okay, well, I wasn't in a car, and we didn't have a television nearby.
I thought it was interesting that Christian made a point
it's
of mentioning
so easy.
The one person on this show who listened to him yesterday as being singularly unsupportive.
But see, the thing is that I'm overly supportive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you're overcompensating for a lack of support.
Well, guys, if you listen to yesterday's show, you know it all comes down to this. Gonzaga and Baylor play.
Unfortunately, we're out of time,
Christian. Title, NCAA national title tonight at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Gonzaga advanced with a 93-90 overtime thriller win over UCLA in the semis, while Baylor routed Houston 70-59. Gonzaga just doesn't seem like they're going to lose, but John Fanta of Fox Sports explained what one key for Baylor's victory will be.
Are we supposed to do...
John Fanta with Fox Sports, a college basketball analyst, appearing with us on Sid Sports Sunday yesterday, talking about the NCAA tournament. By the way, the women's national title game was yesterday. Arizona defeated, I should say Stanford defeated Arizona 54-53 for their first national title. The New York Mets opened their season finally today in Philadelphia. The Yankees lost yesterday 3-1 to the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Brooklyn Nets had their four-game winning streak snapped at the hands of the Chicago Bulls, 115-107. That's with sports at 15 and 45. I'm Christian Arnold for the 77 WABC Early News.
517, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
It's great to be back and on the Cross Bronx on the westbound side, right at the Bronx River Parkway. An accident right in center lanes are going to be out. If you're on the Hutch southbound at Westchester Avenue, a truck came along. Of course, it doesn't belong on the Hutch, slammed into the overpass. And as a result of that, you've got debris all over the place, and it's probably going to be a little while longer before they get that out of the way. And then in Linden, New Jersey, St. George's Avenue, right by the Elizabeth Line, by Elmore Avenue, all lanes are closed in both directions, out with an accident investigation, and alternate side is in effect. This report is a service of America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal, it's America's Best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, tax increases. We're going to talk about that in Frank's Business Report coming up. Like, we need to hear this bad news starting our Monday off. And also coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540. Amazing news for all of you folks itching for Italy.
This is the WABC Early News.
520, this is the WABC Early News. The opening bell marks the start of a fresh trading session on Wall Street after a holiday-shortened week saw the S&P cross the 4,000 plateau for the first time as all the major markets realized gains after President Biden laid out his infrastructure plan. At the last closing bell on Thursday, the Dow gained 171, the S&P was up 46 points, and the NASDAQ rose 233 points. President Biden's top economic advisor says raising corporate taxes won't hurt the American economic recovery. On CBS's Face the Nation, the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, Cecilia Rouse, cited a Moody's review that says even with a tax increase, jobs would still go up and unemployment would go down compared to if the plan is not passed into law. She noted the president wants all American businesses and individuals to pay their fair share in taxes. Rouse adding the funds have to be raised if an infrastructure deal does get through Congress. Juliet.
49 degrees, getting up to 67 today. It's going to be sunny, very, very nice. WABC Early News time is 5:20. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, international travel was not looking very optimistic, but apparently there have been some changes, and thanks to our fantastic situation here as far as vaccines go in the United States, travel internationally is looking good.
Leaders across the tri-state area calling on President Biden to get rid of the salt cap. Governor Phil Murphy sent a letter to the president Friday calling on him to eliminate the state and local tax deduction implemented by the Trump administration. The governors of New York and Connecticut also signed off on the letter, saying the measure directly targets their states. Murphy says the salt cap imposed on blue states by the previous administration was not based on policy, but rather revenge.
A sad situation out in Long Branch, New Jersey. The parsonage of an historic church there was damaged. Apparently there was a fire on Easter Sunday. Five people have been displaced. A firefighter was injured. It was reported the blaze was at 6:25 in the evening. Neighbors, I guess, had seen it or smelled it. And again, it was what was originally the First Reformed Church of Long Branch on Broadway, which dates back to 1867.
Tom Brady is more than just a football player. A rare Tom Brady rookie card is setting the standard for highest-selling football card, which was already held by the six-time Super Bowl champion. This time, listen to this, the card went for $2.25 million at Leland's Auction House. Previously, Fitbit CEO James Park bought one for $1.32 million last month. The autographed 2000 Playoff Contenders Championship rookie ticket card was offered with an opening bid of $75,000, and again, it sold for a whopping $2 million. $1,000.
That's wild, Frank. Also wild is the fact that, like, we don't get enough robocalls. I don't know what's happened in the last 2 years, but I am constantly getting these robocalls. I don't know if my number was given out somewhere. I'm sure you guys identify with this. And unfortunately, Americans can expect to receive more cell phone robocalls and texts because of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that came out on Thursday. It was a unanimous ruling, and it basically says Facebook can't be sued for repeatedly texting customers security alerts because its text didn't come from an auto dialer. I mean, this is such a really, I don't understand how this is even possible. I mean, it's just, it's such a pain in the neck, and it's so intrusive, and I don't understand why they voted unanimously.
Yeah, usually, you know, with the Supreme Court as polarized as they are, usually if all nine of them agree on something, chances are legally it's probably the right decision, but it still doesn't make it any less annoying.
Right, ethically and morally and emotionally it's
right.
Not.
All right, well, roping a cow on a freeway may be just another day's work for some Atlanta area police officers. Dunwoody police did just that after responding to a report about a cow running loose on I-285 on Saturday. Officers managed to capture the animal with a rope provided by a civilian and return it to its owner. Traffic was held up for about an hour during the process. Police say the incident began when the cow fell out of a trailer hauling livestock.
Oh, how does that happen?
I don't know.
They didn't hook up the trailer latch.
You got me.
Oh, my Lord. Well, there's apparently some Academy Award-winning acting going on out in Hollywood. Kate Winslet, the beautiful British actress, says gay Hollywood actors are apparently ubiquitous, but they don't want to come out. They fear coming out will destroy their careers because they won't be cast in straight roles. She says she actually knows personally four men who have hidden their sexuality. She said actually a well-known actor has been told not to publicize his bisexuality for it because it apparently is going to impede him with audiences. I really find that kind of crazy. So much for Hollywood being the bastion of liberalism, I guess.
Yeah, I am surprised. I mean, that's a story I could see being true 30 years ago. I never would have guessed that was the case now.
I don't know. I mean, there's been so many rumors about, let's say, John Travolta or let's say Tom Cruise, but it hasn't impacted. But of course, if they are or not, they haven't come out publicly. I mean, I don't know if that's the reason, but I mean, it certainly hasn't impacted box office.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, a Florida beach is clear of what appears to be a military training naval mine. The device washed up on the shore near Lauderdale by the Sea yesterday. A Broward Sheriff's Office deputy discovered it during a patrol and secured the area. The mine had the word inert labeled on it, but a bomb squad was called in. The sea mine was eventually declared safe and removed from the beach.
Wow. All right. It is 5:26. Let's head over to Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan.
Well, good morning again, everybody. And if you're on the Cross Bronx on the westbound side coming into the Bronx River Parkway, there's an accident. The right and center lanes are out. Northbound on the Bruckner, right around the Whitestone Bridge, there is a collision on the Hutch southbound at Westchester Avenue. An unauthorized truck at the overpass, they are working on that. Southbound New York State Thruway getting on to southbound 287, split there, an accident left lane. And outbound on the LIE at the Searingtown Road area, an overturned truck. Now, mass transit is good. Alternate side is in effect. This report of service of America's best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal. It's America's best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, the four most beautiful boutique stays up in the Catskills and Hudson Valley regions. I'll tell you where they are and how you can get away. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Dev's headlines.
Now what's trending from the 77 WABC early news desk. I'm Deborah Valentine. Well, it is not known just yet if a 95-year-old female patient inside of an ambulance died as a result of a crash or because she was already in cardiac arrest as that ambulance flipped over after being T-boned in Brooklyn over the weekend. Happened right near Avenue N and Schenectady Avenue, Flatland, Sunday. Eight other people suffering minor injuries as a result of this crash.
I'm like, oh, my God, did you just see that? She goes, I heard a bang. I go, ambulance just flipped over.
a sedan plowed into that ambulance.
He had been doing like 80 or 90 to flip over an ambulance, and the lights and sirens are on.
And it is unclear at this time if the driver had the green light or not. The NYPD remains investigating this crash. Well, a fatal shooting shortly after 9 o'clock last night in the Bronx. Killed was 37-year-old Eric Hernandez. There was a second person shot, a 31-year-old shot in his head. He's in critical condition at St. Barnabas. The gunman's at large. No arrests. An investigation ongoing. Well, several videos posted to Twitter Thursday show a group of protesters gathered outside of a New York City restaurant, breaking the restaurant's windows while people dined inside. New York City Councilman Joe Borelli joined Fox News Live to blame Democratic policies as the reason for incidents of vandalism like this one in New York City.
And they really are only turning away people that are probably progressive if they're eating in fancy upscale Manhattan restaurants. And they're being turned away from the causes that these social justice warriors purport to be espousing. I don't know how one can call yourself a social justice warrior when you're actually destroying the property and employment location of people who have been struggling for an entire year.
The NYPD News Twitter account posted a photo showing a damaged police car as well, reportedly caused by the group of protesters. Well, as of today, if you live in New Jersey, vaccine eligibility to more groups of people, including anybody 55 and older, is established. Governor Murphy expecting a big influx of COVID-19 vaccinations in the Garden State.
I believe the supplies, both not just J&J, but Pfizer and Moderna, are going to, I'm going to use the word, explode. We will be in a dramatically quantumly different place.
And Murphy expects that by Memorial Day, anybody who wants a vaccine will be able to get their appointment. People age 16 and older as well, who have either intellectual or developmental disabilities, are also newly eligible in New Jersey. Eligibility is on the New Jersey State COVID-19 website. And in New York, those 16 and up can book appointments as of tomorrow. WABC News Time, 5:30. Fox National Headlines are next.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is back in court for his corruption trial.
He faces bribery, fraud, and breach of trust charges. The 71-year-old prime minister pleaded not guilty at a hearing back in February. The trial has been delayed several times because of COVID-19 issues and last month's general election.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says a leak at a large wastewater storage pond north of Bradenton could cause major flooding.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation.
More than 300 homes have been evacuated. Delta Airlines canceled about 100 flights due to staff shortages. The airline says side effects from the coronavirus vaccine are to blame. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It is 49 degrees. It's going to be a nice day. 67 is going to be the high. I'm Juliet Huddy along with Mr. Morano.
Hello.
Hello. We're going to get to your Jet Set Juliet travel update. A lot of really cool things happened over the weekend, some breaking news, and we'll talk about that. But first, this story just makes my blood boil. So Lachlan Murdoch, who is obviously the son, the eldest son of Rupert Murdoch and has been running Fox for several years now, he and his wife, Sarah, and their three kids have been living out in Los Angeles. And apparently they have now left Los Angeles to go back home to the safer and more welcoming confines of Australia. Apparently, according to the Sydney Morning Herald, well, there wasn't really an official reason that the family gave for going back home, but the Sydney Morning Herald is reporting that it was the political climate in the U.S. that kind of pushed them. Apparently, the family felt, quote, the cold winds of political change when Joe Biden took over, and things got particularly difficult for their kids, their three children, Alexander, who's 16, Aiden, who's 14, and daughter Erin, who is 10, apparently at school. You know, when you're out in Los Angeles, you're going to school, these private schools, a lot of the kids are going to be kids of the Hollywood elite, and Hollywood is liberal, and they don't like Trump.
Obviously, you worked at Fox for a long time. Did you know those Murdochs, Lachlan and his wife, at all?
I actually had dinner with them once, and I thought they were both awesome people.
Really?
They invited me to go down to their house in Australia. I was like, really? But yeah, that never happened. I never spoke to them again after that.
Better to have dined and lost than never to have dined.
Than never dined at all. Yeah.
Well, just 27% of U.S. adults say they were planning to attend an in-person Easter service this year. That's down from 44% in previous years. A new Pew Research survey found that more churches are holding services now than over the past year amidst the ongoing pandemic. Still, only 12% of churches are fully open for normal services.
Well, AOC is MIA when it comes to being effective in Congress. Apparently, she's been branded one of the least effective members of Congress in new study. Turns out her bills really got no action in committees and no floor votes. She introduced 21 quote-unquote substantive bills to Congress, but basically the legislation didn't make it any further, according to the Center for Effective Lawmaking. None of the legislation had any action in committees, had any floor votes, and obviously didn't become a law.
Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arondo is scheduled to testify at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin today. Chauvin is the former Minneapolis police officer accused of causing George Floyd's death last year after holding his knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Arondo has called Floyd's death a murder. Expert testimony is also expected this week from both sides about the exact cause of Floyd's death.
Well, obviously, I mean, I think if you live in New York, you completely understand how this is possible. But other American cities as well are dealing with a massive increase in homicides. Apparently, major American cities generally saw a 33% increase in homicides last year during the pandemic as it was sweeping across the country. You know, you had a lot of people joining the protests against racial injustice and police brutality. The economy was collapsing, obviously, because of the pandemic, and that apparently created a crime surge and has continued into the first quarter of the year. 63 of the 66 largest police jurisdictions saw increases in at least one category of violent crimes back in 2020. Mm.
The late actor Chadwick Boseman is being posthumously recognized at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. He won the SAG Award for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. His widow accepted the trophy on his behalf and read a quote from him. Boseman died last August at the age of 43 after a battle with cancer.
5:37, let's go to Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan.
Again, everybody, and if you're on the Cross Bronx on the westbound side coming into the Bronx River Parkway, there's an accident. The right and center lanes are out. Northbound on the Bruckner, right around the Whitestone Bridge, there is a collision on the Hutch southbound at Westchester Avenue. An unauthorized truck at the overpass, they are working on that. Southbound New York State Thruway getting on to southbound 287, split there, an accident left lane, and outbound on the LIE at the Searingtown Road area, an overturned truck. Now, mass transit is good. Alternate side is in effect. This report a service of America's best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal, it's America's best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nolan. Apparently, my colleague here, Frank, is more up on travel than I am because apparently he's going to be talking about Delta canceling flights. I did not know about this, Frank. I'm very concerned.
Well, you should be.
Thank you for covering me. That's coming up in his business report and also great news from the international travel world.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:39, this is the WABC Early News. Factory orders for February are due this morning, and analysts expect to see a decline. The experts are forecasting a 0.7% drop after January's 2.6% advance. February factory orders will be out at 10 o'clock this morning. And staffing issues are forcing Delta Airlines to cancel dozens of flights. The airline pointed to a number of factors, including a large number of employee vaccinations for about 100 flight cancellations yesterday. Most travelers were able to get rebooked on different flights. However, the airline did have to open some middle seats to address the increase in passengers. Delta isn't planning to open middle seats on its flights until May, Juliet.
Time now, Frank, for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV for more information and details and pictures and things like that. But we had some breaking news over the weekend. American Airlines announced that they have created a partnership with airport authorities in Italy and the coronavirus testing outfit Go Health Urgent Care to basically make it safer and easier for Americans to travel overseas. American First told us that passengers on flights to Milan and Rome from JFK would be able to skip Italy's mandatory quarantine period if we had proof of a negative COVID test. That is fantastic. So when we leave, we have to get tested before we depart. Once we arrive in either Milan or Rome, we have to take a second test at the airport. And again, they've created this partnership with Go Health. So you'll have like a basically like a little mini clinic there to give you the testing. It would be a rapid test. And as long as you produce a negative result, you can go off onto your jaunt in Italy without having to quarantine. It's a really, really great thing. The thing is, though, that right now you are not permitted to enter Italy for non-essential travel. So in other words, tourists aren't allowed into Italy. But apparently there is some headway being made in that realm. American Airlines has apparently spoken with officials there. The United States is dealing with officials in Europe, and they're trying to create a situation where if you're vaccinated, you'll be able to get into some of these countries, which would be very, very cool. And we should hear an announcement in the coming weeks. Anyway, I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware, because we have a lot of Puerto Rican folks living in our listening area, and just a lot of people who love Puerto Rico itself. If you're heading down there, don't think you can play games with your face mask. Excuse me. Mm. Oh, my goodness. My throat is like constricting. Locals apparently were getting really peeved over careless and reckless American tourists who were getting down there and then taking off their masks and creating trouble with the local authorities, even though it is the rule down there. Police are now clamping down. They are arresting folks who refuse to comply, and a fine could run you around $100. All right. I know I keep talking about cruising and international traveling. You know, I throw in a little railway and a little river cruising thrown in every now and then, but I'm going to be focusing on travel closer to home right now. And I want to give you some of the coolest hotels in the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. None of these hotels, there are four of them, are more than 2.5 hours drive away. So let's start with, I think this might be my favorite. It's called the East Wind, and it overlooks Wyndham Mountain Ski Area. Literally, it's like a 4-minute drive from the mountain. The boutique hotel was started by a group of friends who connected through the hospitality and fashion worlds. You can glamp in one of their cabins that look like something you'd see near a fjord in Scandinavia. Really, really cool. There's also a hotel part, but these are like really upscale cabins that they also have on the property. Prices range from the mid-200s to 500s a night. Then again, maybe the Hotel Kinsley is my favorite. I don't know. You guys know that I love history, and this group of buildings in Kingston, New York, has been put together as like a little mini hotel.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, yeah. One of the buildings dates back to the 1600s. The architecture is really unique. You have the Wall Street. That's one building. It's called the Wall Street. It's inside an 18th century bank building. Pearl Street is another one of their little properties, and it features rooms with gas fireplaces and heated floors. Two other historic buildings are opening up later this year. You can book a room with a pedestal tub and annoy all those Gen Zers by posting it on Instagram. Rooms go from roughly $300 a night and up. And I'm told Hudson, New York is quite the hot spot. Our boss, Chad, loves it. And the Maker Hotel is one of the reasons why, apparently. It's small. It's only 11 rooms, and all of them are essentially suites. So it's a bit pricey. But each looks like something out of a painting, maybe circa 1940, or like a hunting lodge in England, a writer's retreat in Paris, maybe. These are the coolest looking rooms. This might end up being my favorite, come to think of it. It's vintage meets bohemian meets art. And wait till you see the restaurant inside a greenhouse and the lounge that looks like you're sitting in a jewel box. Oh, my God, it's awesome. By the way, the lounge is in an 1800s carriage house. And speaking of, You're going to have to sell some of those baubles to pay for your stay because, again, it is not cheap. But for a special occasion, this is the spot. And finally, on the other side of the price tag, there is a little spot in Kerhonkson, New York, that most of you would probably just drive right by. It's a charmingly tacky little joint called the Starlight Motel. I mean, it literally looks like a roadside flop house out of the 60s. And that's exactly the point. But the owners have turned it into sort of this kitsch but cool stop on the way to some of the best hiking, skiing, and biking in the region. You just look for the pink brick building with the neon motel sign and take a trip back in time. Price is roughly $250 or so a night. And that is your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
All right. Well, Sid Rosenberg is still away filming a television program. And when Sid is away, Christian will play. He's got all the sports news you need to know.
Well, good morning, Juliet. Good morning, Frank. It's all coming down to this tonight. Unmeet and Gonzaga will meet Baylor in the NCAA championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Gonzaga advanced 93-90 with an overtime win over UCLA in the semis, while Baylor crushed Houston 78-59. Now, Gonzaga just doesn't seem to be able to be beaten. We asked John Fantas, college basketball analyst for Fox Sports, on Sunday, on Sid Sports Sunday, just what one key Baylor could have to beat Gonzaga.
Jared Butler is the key for me. In the first four NCAA tournament games for Baylor, Jared Butler had shot 6-for-24 from beyond the three-point arc. Last night, he started 5-for-6 from beyond the arc. And that all starts with Davion Mitchell being able to create plays for Butler.
On the women's side, Haley Jones scored 17 points, and Stanford beat Arizona 54-53, giving the Cardinals and coach Tara Vanderveer their first national championship in 29 years. After having their season opener series postponed, the New York Mets will finally begin their 2021 campaign tonight in Philadelphia against the Phillies. The Mets had originally been slated to open the year against the Washington Nationals last Thursday, but they had to sit on the sidelines after Major League Baseball canceled those games due to COVID-19 issues with the Nationals. Since then, Michael Conforto and the Mets have been itching to get back on the field.
I just owe it all to my teammates.
It's tough watching other teams play, but it's in the past. There's no sense in lingering on it. We've done a good job of staying ready out here in D.C., and you know, we're just looking forward to getting out and being a part of the season.
Jacob DeGrom will get the start with first pitch scheduled for 7:05. The Brooklyn Nets, they had their four-game winning streak snapped on Sunday afternoon by the Chicago Bulls, 115-107. Kyrie Irving had 24 points and a season-high 15 assists. Jeff Green added 21 points off the bench for Brooklyn. LaMarcus Aldrin and Joe Harris scored 19 points apiece, and Blake Griffin and Bruce Brown had 10. James Harden and Kevin Durant were both out due to hamstring injuries. The Nets take on the New York Knicks tonight. So that should be an interesting game. And the New York Yankees, they lost the series ender with the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1 at the stadium. Domingo Germán pitched three innings, surrendering three runs on four hits. The Yankees' only run of the game came in the fifth inning. With sports at 15-45, I'm Christian Arnold for the 77 WABC Early News.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, outbound on the Long Island Expressway at Searingtown Road, that overturned vehicle has only left the HOV lane open. All the regular travel lanes are closed. If you're on 287 in New Jersey, northbound, the ramp to the southbound New York State Thruway, tractor-trailer accident, a fuel spill, they're alternately opening and closing all lanes there. Southbound Hutch at Westchester Avenue, that overturned truck, that's still there, still being cleared. And on the westbound Cross Bronx at the Bronx River Parkway, look for a crash. Right and center lanes are out, and alternate side again today is in effect. The supportive service of America. His best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal. It's America's best. Book your eye exam online today in certain states. Eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See stores for details. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
A congressman paralyzed from the waist down stands. I will tell you why in 1 minute. You guys know Madison Cawthorn, of course. He is the paralyzed congressman, 25-year-old. He stood to marry his fiance. He got married over the weekend. And, of course, Cawthorn became the youngest member of the House of Representatives in modern history when he was elected last year at the age of 25. He was paralyzed back in 2014 in a car crash. He later said he was training to become a Paralympian, but then while he was running, there were questions about the circumstances of the crash and the Paralympian pursuits. But and also in February, he got some students from some of his students from the Patrick Henry College that he went to in Northern Virginia said that he had a reputation for making unwanted sexual advances toward women, but he got married over the weekend to Christina Bayardell. Actually, it happened in October. I take that back. But apparently the pictures are coming out. He says, marrying Bayardell is the greatest honor, privilege, and adventure of my life.
Well, that's nice. Congratulations to both of them. How did he stand, though?
He was holding on to a cane, and he had some sort of contraption like to lean on.
All right. Yeah. Well, Godzilla vs. Kong is the new top film in the United States and Canada, earning just over $32 million in its debut weekend. Industry experts say this is the best opening for any movie since the COVID-19 pandemic started just over a year ago. The horror film The Unholy was second with just over $3 million, followed by the action movie Nobody. Rounding out the top five are Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon, followed by Tom and Jerry.
I don't know if you're one of these people, Frank, but are you guys one of the type of folks that really, really, really love airline food?
No.
Or do you just really love being on airliners? If you do, if you said yes to any of these questions, this is your catnip story for the day. The Daily Mail reporting, and by the way, they've reported this, they've posted this story on April Fool's Day, but it actually is real. Al Nippon Airways out of Japan is offering passengers a restaurant with wings experience. You can book a business or first class seat complete with a fancy dinner of foie gras and wagyu beef for around $550. The catch? The flight never takes off. It never even taxis. But you will get crew announcements, apparently. You laugh, but the scheme is actually so popular that they are expanding it, and they're actually late to the game. Back in October, you might remember seeing this story. Singapore Airlines offered lunch on one of their Airbuses for $500. The first two seatings sold out in a half hour. British travelers, apparently there are a lot of rich people who like to just throw their money
around.
British travelers don't seem to be quite as keen to fork over pounds for a meal on a parked plane, but they are offering their first class menu for home delivery, British Airways is. Boxes include a choice of four cook-at-home meals for two, starting at a little over $100.
Oh, my.
Isn't that...
As much as you like to travel, you would never die.
I hate flying. That's the thing. I'm terrified. Terrified of flying.
Yeah, well, at least maybe there's a way to conquer your fear since you're not actually flying, right?
Well, that's, yeah. But, I mean, the whole point is that taking off and landing. And-
yeah, understandable. Well, New Jersey is not ready to implement a coronavirus passport, which New York State is already testing out. Governor Phil Murphy says he's not sure about the move since it might be a privacy concern. In New York, the app currently shows proof of being vaccinated or recently testing negative for the virus. This impacts whether or not people can get into certain sporting events and entertainment venues.
All right, back in the news realm, the Trumps, as I told you earlier in the show, they spent their holiday weekend down in Palm Beach, and they showed up to an Easter service. The first couple attended that service. It was nearby their Mar-a-Lago outfit. The senior pastor of this church's dad is apparently an ally of the president, and afterwards they headed home to host an Easter egg hunt. Have you ever been to the White House, by the way?
Yes, I was there about 3.5 years ago.
And what was the occasion?
It was a media day. They were having all sorts of different radio shows from around the country. So I was there with Joe Piscopo and a couple of other hosts, just scoping things out.
It is a pretty amazing thing.
It is.
Show up at the White House.
Yeah, just to stand behind that that podium in the press room and get your picture taken. It is.
Oh, you did that? See, I didn't do that. I went for the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but we didn't get the podium action.
Yeah, no, it was fun. You just never know what to expect.
Did you meet the president?
No, well, not on that occasion. I had met him previously, but no, he was busy. He was greeting the president of Uganda that day.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get into some more local news, shall we? Can I give you a quick update on Governor Cuomo?
Please.
He's allegedly a liar, a guy who engaged in a cover-up, possible sexual harasser, and now an infidel. According to a report, Governor Andrew Cuomo was cheating on his longtime girlfriend, Sandra Lee, and that's why they broke up. The Post is reporting that people suspected that he was cheating on her with at least one aide. Cuomo's team... You know, the people, his cadre, his posse, apparently were like kind of mean girls. They would sort of keep Sandra Lee out of the loop when it came to his schedule, protecting him. So he'd often spend quote unquote late nights at the office working, where really he was surrounded by young staffers, and he would end up going out for drinks with them to the bar next door while she thought he was working late. That's according to the New York Post.
Well, former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says the Asian hate crimes across the city, along with the soft Democratic candidates running for mayor, are more indications that the Big Apple is on the decline. Kelly, who was the top cop twice, most recently from 2002 to 2013, told WABC Radio's The Cats Roundtable yesterday that he did not see crime coming down anytime soon in the city. He also says he has not heard any of the Democratic candidates running for City Hall talk about crime. He says they're only focused on restricting police or monitoring the NYPD's actions, further saying that New York needs a mayoral candidate who will talk about being tough on crime. Kelly has considered a run for mayor himself in the past.
There's a video that I've got to post it on my Twitter, at Juliet Huddy TV. I'll post it after the show. It is absolutely hilarious. Apparently, there was a Southwest Airlines flight. Not sure where it was going and where it was coming from, but this was featured on TikTok. There was a woman, a blonde woman, who was seated up front, and she refused to wear her mask and was getting into it with one of the flight attendants, and it became this big to-do. She ends up getting booted off along with her travel companion. As she's being taken off the plane, the passengers are applauding and yipping and cheering. And the woman puts her middle finger up to the rest of the travelers. But once she's taken off the plane, everybody was so happy that one of the flight attendants starts doing a jig in the aisle. This kind of stuff is endless entertainment for me.
That is wild.
I'm going to post it.
By the way, while you're posting and people are following, everybody listening should follow the Instagram page that we have here. We put a lot of interesting stuff on there. 77 WABC Early Morning News. A lot of great stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of behind the scenes stuff.
If you like either or both of us, you will love this Instagram page. 77 WABC Early Morning News. An Arizona animal rescue shelter is looking for help. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. But first, it's time for traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
It is not a good Monday morning at all. We got stuff all over the place. We're going to start on the Cross Bronx Expressway right by the Bronx River Parkway. An accident right in center lanes are out if you're outbound on the LIE between exits 35 and 36. That's Shelter Rock Road and Searingtown Road, and overturned truck. Only the HOV lane is open. Now, in New Jersey, two separate problems on 287 and Mahwah. First of all, as you head northbound, right at Route 17, all lanes are closed with a tractor-trailer accident. There are injuries involved with that. And then further on up the ramp to the southbound throughway, another tractor-trailer accident. That with a fuel spill and alternate side is in effect. The support of service of America's best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal. That's America's best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe.
As promised, an Arizona animal rescue shelter is looking for help treating five newborn conjoined kittens. Little Whiskers Animal Rescue in Maricopa says the kitties were born this week and were connected by the skin of their belly. Shelter officials say one of the kittens had to lose a leg in order to be removed from its siblings. The shelter has posted to Facebook, urgently seeking a veterinarian to help, and they're also looking for donations to cover the medical bills for the cats. You can find out more at the Little Whiskers Animal Rescue page.
All right, this is another thing I'm going to have to post on my at Juliet Huddy TV Twitter account. Police in Dubai have arrested a group of women, probably I want to say about 25 women, on charges of public debauchery. I'm looking at the picture. They were filmed posing naked, I mean just buck naked, on the balcony of a skyscraper. It's quite the scene. The violations of the public decency law in the United Arab Emirates, including for nudity and other lewd behavior, carry penalties for up to 6 months in prison. So these women have been arrested. I'm really confused as to why they would think that this was a good idea to do in a country where there's a sort of a different mindset.
to say the least.
But I will post that on my Twitter account as well.
Well, talk about an insanity defense. All right, we have a whole lot more news, sports, traffic, and weather coming your way. This is the 77 WABC Early News. Deb Valentine has your local headlines in just a moment. But first, here's all the national news you need to know with Fox News Radio.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Happy Easter Monday. This is the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. I'm Juliet Huddy. Do you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. How about you?
I had a very nice weekend, yes. It was relaxing.
Well, that's nice. What did you end up doing?
Well, we got Winnie groomed, so she's all coiffed. My mom and our neighbor came over yesterday for Easter, and, you know, that's pretty much it.
Wonderful.
Chilled out.
That's
chilled out.
Sounds great.
Yes, it was. Deb is following breaking news stories, as you heard, at the news desk, and Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Christian will be doing sports at 6:15, and I'm so excited. Ken Burns, he always knocks it out of the park in his documentaries. He does such good stuff. Well, he's got another documentary. It debuts tonight about Papa Hemingway. I am so psyched for this.
I saw the trailer. It does look quite good.
Yeah, the reviews are phenomenal, so I can't wait. I'll tell you more about that.
Yeah, I'll look forward to hearing about that. And at 6:07, we are reunited, and it feels so good. Returning after a week away, Joe Nolan has all your traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Heading outbound on the Long Island Expressway between Shelter Rock and Searingtown, exit 35 and 36, an overturned truck. Only the HOV lane is open. If you're on the Cross Bronx westbound of the Bronx River Parkway, an accident right in center lane. So if you're on 287 northbound, a couple of problems. Up by Route 17 in Mahwah, tractor-trailer accident with injuries. They're working on that. And then further on the ramp to the southbound New York State Thruway, another tractor-trailer accident, this one with a fuel spill. And alternate side again today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. It is 6:08. Today we're going to have a nice day. It's going to be very similar to yesterday. We'll hit maybe about 67 degrees, lots of sun, and we'll have some light winds, so it'll be pretty nice sitting out in that sun. Tomorrow, 68 degrees, and again, lots of sun. That continues pretty much through the week. We get really warm on Wednesday, 69 degrees, 70 degrees thereabouts, mostly sunny skies. Same with Thursday. Friday, the clouds start to roll in, but we will have some sun in there. And by the weekend, we might have some showers, but don't freak out quite yet because, you know, things can change very quickly. But currently, it is 50 degrees in New York City. And after the break, we're going to tell you about an Easter fire damaging an historic property in Jersey.
This is the WABC Early News.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. The current time is 6:09. Sad story. Fire roared through the parsonage of an historic church down in Long Branch, New Jersey on Easter Sunday. Displaced five people. A firefighter was injured. It apparently broke out around 6:30 in the evening in what was originally the First Reformed Church of Long Branch, which dates back to 1867.
Well, also a sad story, the number of people having casual sex is on the decline. According to a study published in the journal Socius, the number of men reporting they'd had casual sex in the past month saw a precipitous drop between 2007 and 2017, falling from 38% to 24%. Meanwhile, among women, that number fell from 31% to 22%. Researchers say that at least among women, the only deciding factor is the reduction in alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in men, while drinking less booze contributed to having less casual sex, so did the increase in playing video games.
Well, you said this was a sad story. So you support people having casual sex.
I think it's an important part of a society,
life.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just clarifying. This new three-part documentary about Hemingway, I'm so excited. It premieres tonight. It relied heavily on the archives at the JFK Presidential Library and Museum up in Boston, and I guess they got a lot of really interesting, unique information out of it. The six-hour documentary examines the work and obviously the very turbulent life of a guy who's considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, writers America has ever produced. And now, according to the press release, it says the documentary is complete with short stories, novels, and nonfiction. It reveals the brilliant, ambitious, charismatic, and complicated man behind the myth. And again, this is a Ken Burns project. And you know, whenever he gets his hands on something, it's going to be just gold. It's called Hemingway. Again, it's a 3-part, 6-hour documentary. It premieres tonight on PBS.
So how many parts is the documentary?
3 parts. 3 parts. Hour.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. It really looks terrific. And not just a fascinating guy and a great filmmaker, but it seems like they interviewed some really, really great folks for this documentary. So I'll look forward to checking that out. All right. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the nation is way behind in keeping infrastructure up to date. Lobbying for President Biden's infrastructure plan on NBC's Meet the Press, Buttigieg said the U.S. ranks 13th in the world in transportation infrastructure. He says America has failed to invest in infrastructure properly for a generation.
The New York Times over the weekend had quite an explosive story. They reported thousands of Trump supporters were hoodwinked, essentially, by the president's campaign. Apparently, the campaign had created what is being called a deceptive recurring payment option for donations. So basically, people didn't realize that they had clicked, you know, to do this recurring payment option, and they were unwittingly giving money that that they didn't realize that they were giving or that they didn't want to give. Understandably, these folks are demanding refunds. A guy named Russell Blatt is one of these people. He opted in to the monthly payments unwittingly after making what he thought was a one-time contribution. And he was confused, though, as to why his utility checks started bouncing. He finally figured things out. So that is going to have to be remedied. It should be very, as you say, Frank, very interesting to see how that plays out.
Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's trial on corruption charges is officially underway. In opening statements today in Jerusalem, prosecutors accused Netanyahu of trading favors to owners of a news website and treating them as currency. Prosecutors say the currency could distort a public servant's judgment. Netanyahu was charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in the first corruption trial of a sitting Israeli prime minister. Netanyahu denies the charges and describes himself as the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt.
Well, Frank, after somewhat of a plodding start, the United States has really come on strong when it comes to vaccines. We are breaking records. We had more than 4 million COVID vaccines given out Saturday. That set a new record. It brings the 7-day average to more than 3 million a day. This is according to the CDC. Dr. Fauci, Christian, I want these sound bites if you can grab them. Dr. Fauci was on CNN over the weekend, and he was basically saying, look, here's what else we need to do.
Things that you do. A, you keep pushing down and doubling down on public health measures. And B, you do whatever you can to get as many people vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible.
And he also had a hopeful message, Christian.
We need the local people. We need the governors and the mayors and others to be able to say, we're not out of it yet. People say, well, you just want to confine us forever. No. This is not going to last forever, because every day that you get 4 million, 3 million people vaccinated, you get closer and closer to control.
Yeah, I mean, we're finally starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I hate that cliche, but it is quite true, as a matter of fact. The key is just getting everybody vaccinated.
Mm. Yeah, no, I got my first dose of the Moderna vaccine on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm looking forward to my second dose on April 29th.
So when my second dose on Saturday.
Wonderful.
I hope it doesn't get me sick again.
Me too. 6:15, Sid Rosenberg is off playing Hollywood. So Christian Arnold is doing the sports in his stead. Christian, what's happening in the wide world of sports?
Well, tonight marks the end of March Madness. The NCAA championship game takes place tonight between Gonzaga and Baylor at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Gonzaga advanced with a 93-90 overtime win over UCLA in the semifinals, while Baylor routed Houston 78-59. Tip-off from Lucas Oil Stadium tonight is set for 9:20 on CBS. On the women's side of things, Haley Jones scored 17 points, and Stanford beat Arizona 54-53 in a nail-biter, giving the Cardinals and coach Tara Vanderveer their first national championship in 29 years. On the baseball diamond, the Mets will finally get their season going tonight. After having it postponed due to COVID issues with the Washington Nationals, they open up the 2021 campaign in Philadelphia against the Phillies. The Mets have been sitting on the sideline practicing in Washington, but that certainly got the juices flowing for the New York Mets and Michael Conforto.
it's tough watching other teams play, but it's in the past. There's no sense in lingering on it. We've done a good job of staying ready out here in D.C., and you know, we're just looking forward to getting out and being a part of the season.
Jacob deGrom will finally get the start with first pitch scheduled for 7.05 p.m. The Yankees off to a bit of a rocky start. Their offense went cold yet again against the Toronto Blue Jays on Sunday in their 3-1 loss at Yankee Stadium. Domingo Germán pitched three innings, surrendering three runs on four hits, and the Yankees' only run came in the fifth inning. The only bright spot on Sunday was the relief effort of Michael King, who pitched six innings and struck out three. This was King after the game.
I've faced the Blue Jays a lot, all those like younger guys in the minor leagues a lot, so I've seen them a lot. And we had a pretty good game plan going into it. And then I was just kind of able to take the confidence I had in spring training over into the end of the season. I felt like I was in a pretty good spot towards the end of spring training and then was just able to execute out there on the stage.
The Yanks are back at it tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. And the Brooklyn Nets, they had their four-game winning streak snapped with a loss to the Chicago Bulls, 115-107. They're back at it tonight in Brooklyn against the New York Knicks. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Christian Arnold for the 77 WABC Early News.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
It is not a good Monday morning at all. We got stuff all over the place. We're going to start on the Cross Bronx Expressway right by the Bronx River Parkway. An accident right in the center lanes are out if you're outbound on the LIE between exits 35 and 36. That's Shelter Rock Road and Searingtown Road, an overturned truck. Only the HOV lane is open. Now, in New Jersey, two separate problems on 287 in Mahwah. First of all, as you head northbound, right at Route 17, all lanes are closed with a tractor-trailer accident. There are injuries involved with that. And then further on up, the ramp to the southbound throughway, another tractor-trailer accident. That with a fuel spill and alternate side is in effect. This report of service of America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal. That's America's Best. Book your exam online today in certain states. Eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
6:19. This is the 77 WABC Early News. The personal data from more than a half billion users from Facebook is reemerging online as the social media site continues to struggle with protecting user information. According to Business Insider, it includes the information on 533 million users, including phone numbers, names, locations, email addresses, and birthdays. The social media company said they fixed the leak that let the information out back in 2019. However, the company can't control the spread of the information online. And nearly all of LinkedIn's nearly 15,900 employees are enjoying a week off with pay. Whoa. In the company's push to keep its workers from burning out. The company, owned by Microsoft, is calling this week Rest Up. LinkedIn is offering events every day for workers who feel isolated during their week off, including volunteer opportunities. The company said the best part of everyone having the week off is not coming back to an avalanche of unanswered internal emails.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
How about that? Oh, that's amazing. All right, it is 49 degrees right now in New York City, and we're going to have a pretty nice day. We're going to get up to about 67 degrees. Lots of sun, some light winds. It'll feel really, really nice out today. Tomorrow, pretty much the same thing. We're going to have 67 degrees, lots of sun. Wednesday, we get up to 68. And again, mostly sunny skies. Same with Thursday, although we are going to get a tiny bit cooler, going down to 64 degrees. Friday looks like 50s and mostly cloudy skies. And we could have some rain showers on Saturday. I'll keep you updated on that one. But again, it is 49 degrees right now in New York City.
Well, researchers have detected another new coronavirus variant in the United States. It was first identified in India and has two known mutations. The so-called double mutant variant has appeared in a California Bay Area resident's recent test sample. While this is the first confirmed case, there are other suspected cases elsewhere in the Bay Area. Scientists have not determined if this variant is more dangerous, but believe it is more contagious.
We are doing a great job here in the United States when it comes to giving out our vaccines. The U.S. has officially vaccinated 100 million citizens. They've either gotten one or more of their COVID-19 shots this week. About a third of American adults will now have some degree of COVID protection. About 17.5% or so of Americans are now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, according to the CDC. But if you look over in Europe, Europe rollout has been pretty plodding. I have to say, only about 10% of the total population over there has received one vaccine dose, and 4% have two shots. So they are really dealing with lots of delays, the vaccine rollout, production shortages, and so forth. And then also you had that AstraZeneca issue with people getting blood clots, and that of course got a ton of press. Sort of the press was a lot more, I guess, heady than the actual issue was, because it was a rare situation. But that, of course, led to the halting of vaccinations using that particular vaccine. So there is some hesitancy with people in Europe. Only 36% have agreed that the vaccines are safe, according to the CDC. 49% of Americans say that they think the vaccines are safe.
Georgia's governor is not backing down from fighting those who disagree with the state's new voting reform law. Governor Brian Kemp spoke out against Major League Baseball over the weekend after the All-Star game was pulled from Truist Park. The Braves had been preparing to host the annual game with a potential return to 100% capacity in July. Kemp said he won't be intimidated.
Well, this is barking up my tree, as they say, Frank. One lucky person can be the king of their own castle. All you have to do is shell out $1.3 million. There is a castle. It has 30 rooms, I think more than 30 rooms, actually. It has 360-degree views of Manhattan and the Hudson River. It just hit the market. It's in Yonkers. They have dubbed it the Castle of Park Hill. According to Realtor.com, it's an American shingle Victorian mansion. It was built in 1892 for a guy named E.K. Martin, who was the president of American Real Estate, the American Real Estate Company, who actually developed Park Hill. The home has six levels. I think it's 31 rooms specifically, 9 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms. I mean, I got to ask, 31 rooms, but only 9 bedrooms? That confuses me.
Yeah, exactly. What are all those extra rooms?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? I want to take a tour. It does have 8 fireplaces, and it has 2 80-foot, I would imagine, wraparound porches with gorgeous views. So look, you guys want to go in on it? I'll fork over a couple hundred.
Well, maybe I'll just visit. If you guys buy, maybe I can just crash there for a day.
We'll let you on the porch.
Thank you. 80-inch porch, right?
Yes.
Egypt transported a collection of ancient royal mummies across the capital of Cairo over the weekend, stirring up concerns about a so-called curse of the pharaohs. The 18 kings and 4 queens were paraded in special shock-absorbing vehicles for about 3 miles to their new home in the National Museum of Egyptian Civilizations. But the move reignited talk on social media about the curse, which has been blamed for recent incidents like the ship blocking the Suez Canal, a train crash that left dozens dead last month, and a building collapse in Cairo. The curse stems from a warning on the tomb of King Tut that read, "Death will come on quick wings for those who disturb the king's peace." The rumors were quickly dismissed by Egyptian archaeologists before the mummies were relocated today.
Did you have any April Fool's jokes played on you by chance?
I don't believe I did, no.
Well, here's one for the record books. Arnthea Willis was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of unlawful request for emergency service assistance. Apparently, this woman, who was a mother, called her daughter and said, "He shot me. He shot me." So her daughter thinks that her mom has been shot. Her daughter gets in her car, is going 100 miles an hour on the highway, freaking out. Apparently, she calls the police. Up to 20 officers from the Wichita Police Department show up. The fire department, EMS, all responding. They block streets. They surround the home. Nobody answered because the mom was at work. She was playing an April Fool's joke on her daughter.
Unbelievable.
I mean.
Unbelievable.
But then again, these days, is it really?
Yeah, right you are. Right you are, Juliet. All right, before we get out of here, starting today, curfews put in place to curb the spread of COVID will be lifted on most businesses in New York. The rollback includes movie theaters, casinos, and bowling alleys. Restaurants will still be mandated to close at 11 p.m. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'll reevaluate curfews for restaurants later this month.
AOC is now being branded as one of the least effective members of Congress. She introduced 21 substantive bills to Congress, but none of the legislation made any progress at all, according to the Center for Effective Lawmaking. There was no action in committees. There were no floor votes, so obviously none of the legislation became law. She actually ranked 230th out of 240 Democrats across the country. She was last among the 19 here in the state of New York. So she's been spending a lot of time on, you know, the nighttime talk shows, chumming it up with celebrities, but apparently not doing her job.
Well, you know, the thing that I don't think that takes into account, though, is how she can bring attention to an issue, which you can't really quantify in terms of legislation. But
yeah, I know. But, you know, once you start realizing this woman is getting nothing done, it just sort of seems like fraudulent.
That's a great point. All right. The Bernie and Sid Show without Sid is next. Just Bernie. His guests include the mayor of Village Island Park, Michael McGinty, and Rich Lowry, editor of National Review. Juliet, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.